You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We've been to the jewelry store. We've talked to the florist. I'm winding up my Valentine's Day show here with Sarah Hawkins, who is the bar manager at Gracie's Place, a wonderful new restaurant in Williamston. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Well, you're awfully cheery. I imagine that's a very busy place right now.
Oh, we are very busy right now. We have a full house, actually.
I love that. When did Valentine reservations start coming in early this year, or do people wait till the last minute?
Well, both, actually. Yeah. We have had the restaurant about half booked about a month ago, I would say. And we just finished booking all the tables today, and we've been trying to squeeze as many people as we can, and it's working out pretty well.
Well, tell folks who aren't aware, I've been there a few times, and I really, really love it. It's a wonderful place. The atmosphere is amazing. The decor is great, and the food and drinks are outstanding. Give us a little history of Gracie's and when it opened and how it came about.
All right. Well, Gracie's Place opened in the spring of 2008. And the owners are Don Marie and Paul Joseph. They named it after their firstborn granddaughter, whose name is obviously Gracie. It started out as a little coffee shop, bakery slash sandwich shop. And as of late this past summer, they bought the candy shop next door and expanded. So they broke through the wall late August, and they busted through the renovations and opened the doors October 1st with a full bar and full service dinner and lunch menu.
Well, the food is great. The first time I came there was during the Christmas parade, the Williamston Christmas parade with some friends.
And
the town was hopping that night. I was surprised we got a seat. We timed it just right, apparently. But I was so impressed. A great crowd. The mood was amazing and so forth. I had a great candy cane martini that night. That was something. I have a feeling, was that part of some of your concoction?
Oh, yes, that was my invention for the night.
That was a good one. What are you mixing up for Valentine's Day that's special, Sarah?
Actually, tonight we have a few martinis that are special. They're off of our candy shop list, which we chose to do that as a theme considering we bought out the candy shop next door. And we sold quite a few. We have a white chocolate raspberry truffle martini. And we also have a chocolate truffle martini that have been really popular tonight. Kind of go along with our sweet Valentine's Day theme.
Well, that is wonderful. What about the chef you have on staff? I was looking for him or her. They're doing a fine job as well. Who is your chef, and what kind of specials does he or she have going this evening?
Our chef is James Sumpner, and he planned this whole Valentine's Day evening. Tonight we have a couple's dinner special, and it offers shared appetizers. Each person gets their choice of a super salad. They each get their entree, and they get to split a dessert. And on the menu, we have specials such as our fresh guacamole, which we're famous for. Tonight, as a special, we have seared foie gras. An extra special soup we have tonight is our lobster bisque. We also have a horseradish crusted salmon for an entree, and our filet mignon is on the menu, and a couple of other things that I think are really nice.
Well, I have to tell folks, just from my experience, I have a rather simple palate. I have friends who tell me I have the palate of a 3-year-old, but your macaroni and cheese is out of this world as well.
Oh, it is.
It's always good comfort food. The chef comes up with new menus fairly often, doesn't he, to keep the guests, the return guests, happy all the time.
Yes, he does. We are on our third menu as of now, since October.
That's amazing. I am a friend of yours on Facebook as well, a fan of Gracie's Place, and I encourage folks to go there because you'll hear about specials that are going on, and you'll also see some great pictures of some of the food. And I heard about a First Friday event. What was that?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce in Williamston throws First Friday events every first Friday of the month, and there's different themes. For instance, this last Monday was a wedding theme, and every business in town was supposed to showcase what their business could do for a wedding. So we decided to do a wedding cake martini sampler, so I tried to concoct a few wedding cake martinis, and you get three little sample flights, and that went over really well.
I imagine it did. I'm loving that. What is your background that you're coming up with all of these amazing martinis?
Oh, well, I have been in the service industry for about 6 years, and these are all just things that I've picked up along the way.
Gosh, I'm amazed. They're pretty tasty, that's for sure. The wedding cake martini, it tasted like a wedding cake?
Yes, we had an Italian wedding cake. We had a raspberry-filled white wedding cake, and then we had a chocolate wedding cake with white frosting. So,
I'm getting hungry and very thirsty listening to this. Are you seating people at the bar this evening, too? That bar is amazing, by the way, the design of it and so forth, and I'm sure that's full as well.
Yes, that is pretty full right now as well.
So if you'll have to get your reservations in for a later date at Gracie's other than Valentine's night.
Absolutely.
And what are your hours there, just while we're talking about it, because I'm getting hungry?
Well, we are closed on Sundays. On Mondays, we are only open for lunch. We are open from 11 to 4. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we are open from 11 to 9. And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are here from 11 to 10.
Well, when does the staff get to celebrate Valentine's Day if you're all there helping everybody else celebrate?
Oh, well, I celebrated yesterday. We all have Sunday off, so it worked out perfectly.
That is a good deal. I like that a lot. Are most people table for two, or do you have groups coming in this evening, some couples getting together?
Mostly tables for two, and we do have a few four tops and stuff like that. So mostly two tops, mostly couples tonight, though.
Well, I love the restaurant, and I encourage folks to make reservations or just to stop in, because walk-ins are always welcome. Just happens tonight is a little bit of a busy night, but other than that, I encourage folks to take a look. It's a great new restaurant, and we need to support those, definitely. And Sarah, I appreciate you chatting with us tonight. I know you're crazy busy, and I hope no one's gone thirsty while you've been chatting with me.
Oh, no, not a problem. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much, Sarah. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. We've been talking with Sarah Hawkins, who is the bar manager at Gracie's Place, a wonderful restaurant in Williamston. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.